From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The American Medical Association, the AMA, has a new program to campaign to educate doctors about guidelines for accepting freebies from drug companies. Here's the controversial part. The program is paid for in large measure by drug companies. Critics say the AMA is setting a bad ethical example. Dr. Alan Nelson disagrees. He's a former AMA president. He says he is surprised at all this reaction to the plan.
We certainly didn't have any idea that the unrestricted education grants that are being used to partly fund this education program would come under question.
The University of Chicago's McLean Center for Clinical Medical Ethics, someone there said it's symbolically endorsing the very behavior that they're trying to caution against by taking the money from the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I think that some of these critics don't know about the education effort and probably would have a different view if they knew more. The goal of this is to educate physicians and their staff and students and the industry about the ethical guidelines surrounding gifts to physicians that have been present for 10 years now. And the money is contributed is entirely dedicated to that education purpose with no strings attached. The AMA is also devoting about $750,000 in money and in-kind contributions, and the participants on the group are also making in-kind contributions by supporting attendance of their representatives. Not $1 of this is going to benefit the AMA in any way.
Well, I don't think anybody's criticizing. In fact, people are applauding the effort. People are just saying the money shouldn't come from the drug companies.
But the pharmaceutical industry has a long tradition of funding education programs of various kinds, both towards students, also public education, continuing medical education. And it is so important for this program because it's really the goal of this program is to benefit the public, to educate physicians and the industry representatives that acceptable gifts are of nominal value, they have to benefit patients in some way, and they're given with no strings at all attached.
Just to be clear about this, the guidelines would say something that's worth $100 is probably okay.
Well, that's one of the supporting guidelines. The AMA guidelines have some additional sort of Q&A supporting material that poses the question, well, what's of nominal value? And they generally say, well, $100 is a ballpark of nominal value, but it also has to meet the other two tests. The gift should provide some benefit to patients and should be given with no strings attached.
You do understand, though, the sort of overlay of potential hypocrisy here. It's almost like the drug companies are saying, be careful not to accept bribery from drug companies. Do they mean the other drug companies who are not taking part in this program?
No, I think what the companies are saying is that we can't conduct a serious education campaign across students, residents, state medical societies, specialty societies, without someone providing funding for it.
Dr. Nelson, thank you for your time.
Hey, I've enjoyed talking to you.
Alan Nelson, a former president of the American Medical Association.